This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God wants you to travel light. So lately, we've been studying from the Gospels, and we see Jesus crisscrossing the land, traveling from the region of Galilee to Philippi and down south through Samaria, teaching and healing and casting out evil spirits. Now, Jesus knows his days are numbered, so he's called together his 12 disciples, and he's giving them now the authority to go and teach about the kingdom of God, to heal the sick and to cast out demons. But before he sends them on their first journey, he gives them a set of instructions of what not to take. Imagine if you were traveling out of the country, you've got your list of do's and don'ts. But I want to take a closer look at what he's telling them not to take so that we can gain a better understanding of what he's saying he will supply them with. So first he says, no need to put money in your belts. Why? Because I will provide for you. Don't take bread. I am your nourishment. I will sustain you. No need for a traveler's bag. What's that other than necessities? Christ knows your necessities better than you ever could. No need for an extra tunic for warmth and comfort. I'll provide that. And finally, he says, don't take a staff, which in those times was either used as a walking stick or a defense for predators. He's saying, lean on me. I am your protection. So in summation, what he was saying to them then and to us now is go free, be who I called you to be, and leave the rest to me. And as you think about that, hold on to these words. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and rescue you. Isaiah 46:4. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, travel light.